like many expectant and new mums, you suffer from troubling thoughts, feelings and urges. It can cause you to become stressed, anxious, fearful, depressed, guilty or angry, and to take actions that you might later regret. If you undertake professional counselling with us, you'll no doubt come to understand more about why this happens and what you can do about it. One of the counselling and coaching approaches that our counsellors use is acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT for short. It's been proven to help in all sorts of mental health issues. These free exercises simply provide some help with how to deal with troubling thoughts, images, emotions and urges. And in counselling, you might well practice doing similar exercises. Part 1. Troubling thoughts. Thoughts are just words inside our heads. They may go along with images, pictures in our heads and sensations, feelings or urges in our bodies. Just think about, say, cooking dinner tomorrow night, and that may conjure up words, pictures of food, and even make you feel hungry or even anxious in your body. In ACT, we often call thoughts stories. They may be true or false. They often consist of how we see life, opinions, attitudes, judgments, ideals or beliefs, and what we want to do with them, our plans, goals, strategies, values. In ACT, we're not so concerned with whether a thought is true or false, but whether it's helpful to us in living by our values to create the life we want. For example, to create the life you want with your baby and family. Problems arise when a thought causes us to behave in certain ways which are not helpful in creating the life we want. Our lower brain, the protective system, which some people call our inner lizard, immediately springs into action and then urges us to think, feel, and take action, often in an unhelpful way. We call this fusion, where we automatically believe our thought to be true and we behave accordingly. To give an example, you may have thought that you're not a good enough mother. And if you fuse with or believe that thought, it can cause a downward spiral of behaviours. You may feel really down and so emotionally withdraw from your child and perhaps from social occasions with other mothers. Or maybe you try and avoid that thought and painful feeling by trying to compensate by binge eating, for example. Potentially, neither of these approaches are helpful to creating the life you want, depending, of course, on what your values are. And separate to this exercise, it's important to be clear about what they are. Now, you can try to challenge and balance the thought. See our free resources on balanced thinking, where you take alternative perspectives and explanations and maybe come up with, I don't need to be a perfect mother and I'm a good enough mother and that's fine. For some people, this balanced thinking approach works well. But for others, even though they may have balanced the thought, annoyingly, it still keeps coming back and causes automatic negative behaviours. They're still fused. So this approach and exercise is about living with and accepting rather than challenging the thought by defusing it so it has no power. A bit like taking the fuse out of a bomb. You still accept that the explosive is still there, but it can't do any damage now. So firstly, take 10 deep breaths as slowly as possible. And focusing on the rise and fall of your ribcage and the air moving in and out of your lungs. Notice any sensations as the air flows in. Your chest rising, your shoulders lifting, your lungs expanding. Also notice what you feel as the air moves out. Your chest falling, shoulders dropping, the breath leaving your nostrils. Do your best to completely empty your lungs, pushing out every last bit of air, feeling your lungs deflate. Pause for a moment before breathing in again. And as you breathe in, notice how your tummy gently pushes outward. Now let any thoughts come and go in the background. Perhaps a persistent, unpleasant thought rises. We'll use the example, I'm not a good enough mother. But you use whatever hooks you. Secondly, take that thought and now say to yourself, I'm having the thought that I'm not a good enough mother. Next, make this slightly longer and say to yourself that I'm noticing that I'm having the thought that I'm not a good enough mother. By inserting those words, I'm noticing that I'm having the thought, can you see that you're stepping back a little and seeing those thoughts for what they are? Words going through your head. This is the unique ability we have as humans with our upper brains, our self-awareness, our consciousness, to observe our thoughts from a distance. This is our observing self as distinct from our thinking self. It enables us to create some space between us and the thought, and it loosens its impact to create automatic destructive behaviours. You can imagine observing your thought as a passing car in the road outside, or as smoke from a candle, or as the thought being behind a locked window. You can still see it, but it is separate from you and has less power over you. Other ways of loosening a thought's power is to sing it to the tune of, say, Jingle Bells or Happy Birthday or any other tune that you know well. These defusing techniques help us to take the thought less seriously, to unhook it from ourselves and to have the time from our upper brains to make a wise choice about how we will act. If you find that the same thought pops into your head frequently, then just give it a name. For example, oh, here's my bad mother thought again. You can even thank your mind for coming up with the thought. Oh, thanks mind for that bad mother thought. But say it with warmth and humour rather than sarcasm. You can even imagine saying it in a silly voice, maybe Mickey Mouse or Shrek. Simply acknowledge the thought and let it come and go as it pleases. Whilst you choose to channel your energy into doing something that you value. Thinking positive thoughts and doing things you're in sync with your values can also be helpful. For example, one of your important values may be that you have decided you want to be loving and emotionally responsive to your child. And in this respect, give your child the best 1,000-day start in life that you can. Rather than worrying about material things or comparisons with other mothers. And when you practice doing all of this, like cars in the road outside, the negative thought will pass. And in time, it will have less effect on you because you have learned to defuse it, to accept and acknowledge it rather than avoiding it or struggling with it. Finally, come back to observing your breath as you take 10 more breaths to finish the exercise. Perhaps it's not a thought, but more of an image that frequently bothers you, often about something in the future, maybe a picture or video of a difficult birth, for example, if you're currently pregnant. When we fuse with these images, we take them seriously and react to them as if they were happening now. It's important to say here that we're not talking about traumatic memories of abuse or domestic violence from the past. These need to be dealt with in partnership with a professional counsellor. The technique to diffuse the image is similar to dealing with thoughts. Firstly, recognising that images are just pictures which cannot harm us. We should only pay attention to them if they're helpful. The aim is to let these images come and go. Like having the television on in the background without really watching it. First, imagine placing your image on a TV screen across the room from you. Now play around with it in your mind. If it's a video clip, speed it up or slow it down. Turn the colour and brightness up so that it's totally exaggerated. The idea here is to realise it's a harmless picture. Maybe give it a subtitle, preferably a humorous one, or a musical soundtrack, or see the image on a postage stamp, or as a drawing in a comic book. Like when dealing with thoughts, use the same observing techniques. I'm noticing that I'm having the giving birth image again. As you practice these techniques, the image will start to lose its power. Interestingly, people find that the less they try to push the image away and learn to accept it, the less often it appears.